time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, jump on 766-9370. Happy Tuesday morning. Anything at all you want to discuss, you want to say. Maybe you watched the game last night. Anything at all, bring it. 766-9370. Again, on this Tuesday, I've got a deal. So, here's my deal. Last night, my son and I had to sit down and have the talk.
Uh-oh. What talk?
The talk. The talk I believe every parent should have with their high school son or daughter.
Drugs and or sex?
No, we've already had the sex talk. Had that years ago. Had the drug talk many a times years ago and then recently. And we always have the drug talk and the sex talk. Last night, we had the talk about no foreigners being allowed in our house. And this talk, Dana shakes her head.
What an idiot.
This talk stems from my son now. Thinks he wants to be a foreign exchange student. And they brought foreign exchange students to the high school yesterday. And there was a young man from Australia that was there. And my son now thinks that he wants to go to Germany or Australia.
Really?
And he thinks he's going to swap out with some other student. I told him, son, you know that this is a no-foreigner house.
Oh,
and he laughed. And I said, if you really think you're going to go over there, that's fantastic, but they can't share the house here. I don't want strange people up all in my crib.
I can't even imagine the hell that would exude from that.
It would be awful.
You'd go to jail, because the first night you came home drunk from being out golfing or wine tasting with your wife and took your pants off with a strange kid in the house, it would all be over with.
Yeah, well,
and that's just normal activity for you.
Do they have laws against that over in Australia or Germany?
No, it's allowed there, but not here.
Oh, so they're here, I can't do it here. So he tells me this stuff, and so I ask you, this is my deal, 766-9370, how many parents out there sent your kids to faraway lands? Because he's going to do this next year or his senior year, and he is ready. He wants to do this. He thinks it's going to be fun. My wife and I are kind of looking at him like, what?
Ooh, man, that would scare the bejesus out of me.
And that's what it did with us. And I'm not a helicopter parent, but when he said this, I'm like, you're not going over there in high school.
Yeah.
Sure as hell aren't having some Australian or German coming over here.
I don't think I could do that.
Well, I don't know. I want him not to be fearful, and I want him to experience the fruits and do all the stuff. And plus, it's like $4,500 or something stupid.
Okay, now I definitely couldn't do that.
Yeah, I don't want to spend the money, but they fundraise and they do stuff, and different people here sponsor them, and then the family there puts up some. And all this rigmarole, and I said, well, where's this paperwork and all that? And he's like, well, I'll bring it home. I just wanted to talk to you about it. And it actually sounded like kind of a cool program. This kid from Australia, because I told my son, I said, well, what in the hell is this kid from Australia doing down here? Out of all the California cities and all the places this kid could have school shared or foreign exchanged, why here?
There's some fairly decent public schools around here.
Well, yeah, but Galt, Lodi, I'm thinking, well, what the hell?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, come to find out, the reason that kid from Australia is here is because he grows wine and his family grows wine. And there's a huge ag community in Australia where he's from, so he wanted to come here to learn more about our grapes. And
really?
He wanted to spend time, yeah, in the Lodi wine region, so that's why he came here. So then my wife and I were like, oh, well, that's pretty cool. So that's what this kid was doing, so he was there to share with the other kids, this is how you do it, this is what I've learned, this is what you can get out of it, here's how the program works, blah, blah, blah. And now my son wants to go to Australia or Germany next year or the year after.
Don't you think that's incredibly brave? For a young kid to want to do that. There is no way that I would have went and lived somewhere else at 15.
You know what else is brave? For a kid to come home and say, yeah, I want a Jaguar. I want a Ferrari, Dad, if you buy it. Yeah, that's incredibly brave, Joe. Sure, there's a lot of bravery that goes on with young kids when they're not funding it. That's the bravery.
Well, a Jaguar costs a lot more than $4,500, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah, new one. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess it's brave. But, yeah, you could be pretty brave when you're young and you're not paying for it. So I don't know if we're going to do it or not. We have to find out more about it, but it kind of gave us shivers, and we're kind of like, oh, God, really?
Oh, man, that gives me real bad shivers. I mean, that's not like another city.
No!
I mean, that's not even like across the United States. That's like another, that is hard.
Well, Joe, what they would call that, most people, that's another country.
That's across the pond.
Yeah. Yeah, you go to Australia, that's way across the pond. One of the longest flights you could take. And that's what he's saying that he wants to do. And my wife and I are like, oh, God, really? And then he's talking about bringing these foreigners into our house. And that just won't flush on any day. We're not going to have strange people living here.
You could use a little bit of that in your life.
Oh, what, culture?
You could use probably a lot of culture. You need a good Australian kid to be in your house.
Well, the Australian kid, you know, if he brought a bunch of those oil cans, as we used to call them as kids, the Fosters.
Australian for beer.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Hey, tell that Kyle coming from Australia, see if he can jam a kangaroo in his case. That'd be cool.
If he does come over here, I would like a boomerang.
Oh, you want a boomerang?
See if you can get one of those smuggled across.
All right, so we want a 12-pack of the oil cans, a boomerang, and a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Hey, and I don't want a wallaby. I want a kangaroo.
You need a full size.
I want full size, right. Yeah. And I want one with a joey. Put a pouch. I want a little
baby. You want a little baby in there.
Yeah.
All right, that's weird.
So I don't know what's going to happen, but for any parents out there, have you done the foreign exchange thing? I hadn't heard about it in quite a while. It was kind of big when we went to high school. And then it seemed like it kind of petered out a little bit, but he's all raring to go to a Germany or an Australia.
Oh, I would love to talk to someone who had their kid in a foreign, in a different country. How must that have been for them? Those are brave parents right there.
One, they're rich. They got money to do it. Two, they're brave. And, I mean, that's tough.
So if your kid goes, another one must come to your house.
Not necessarily. You can trade and you can hold or house a foreign exchange student without sending your kid. You can be an adoption family, if you will, or a foster family while they're here without trading kid for kid.
Can you know what, though? I was just thinking, can you pay an extra amount of money so that you don't have to have another kid come to your house? But you almost want to trade kid for kid, because then if something happens, you got their
ransom.
Kid, too, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what ransom, no. But I mean, I'm just saying, you've got their offspring as they've got yours.
If he isn't home by 9 o'clock Sunday on the 31st, I'll take a finger.
Yeah, I will cut the small toe off.
766-9370, just curious, has anybody done this? Kid wants to do it. Now, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to read more about it, but it's kind of freaky.
It really is.
Kind of frightening. Here's Twisted Sister on a Tuesday. It's 93.7 The River.